Good morning. It's May 26th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Call Mom. Got a call from a friend about a friend. It's news no one ever wants to hear. It hit me like a punch. It took my breath. He was just getting into his best years. Yeah, something like that'll shake you up, wake you up. I thought of home. I grabbed my phone from my pocket, and I called Mama. Tim McGraw. I was driving pretty fast this afternoon, trying to get from my office to the hospital for a very emergent cesarean section on a patient of mine who had rapid onset severe preeclampsia. The radio happened to be on in my truck, and a familiar voice was singing about how he had got to thinking about what was really important in life, and he needed to call Mama right away and tell her that he loved her. Maybe they were playing this new song by Tim McGraw because it was off the first new album he'd made in several years. Or maybe they were playing it just because Mother's Day was celebrated pandemic style only a few days ago. But no matter what the reason, I could identify with Tim. My mom is going strong at 91. My wife's mother died at 42 when she was only 19. Many a time I have thought of how blessed I am to have the love and counsel of my mother for so many years more than most. There's just something special about moms, and it's a little hard to articulate. Maybe it's because when we were completely helpless as an infant, she did everything for us, held us when we cried, rocked us to sleep with a song sung softly. Maybe it's because when we got a little older and started in school, she packed our lunch, cleaned our clothes, made us eat breakfast, picked us up after school or after practice, read us books at night, and comforted us when we fell or failed or somebody was mean to us. Maybe it's because when we got even older and meaner and talked back and asserted our teenage version of independence, she loved us anyway. Maybe it's because one day, even though we were her whole world, she had to let us go. How I thought all these things while changing into scrubs and putting on all the extra COVID-19 personal protection equipment, I have no idea. But it was afterward, while I was sitting at the computer putting in orders, that John 19 crossed my mind. I'd never really thought this specific thing before, but the last thing, the very last thing, that Jesus Christ did on this earth was to make sure his mama was taken care of. Hanging from the spikes through his wrist, struggling to draw in breath through what must have been indescribable agony, he called out to his best friend who was standing near his mother. "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple John, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. John 19:26-27. The following verse starts with, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished." Yes, John meant that Christ realized his sacrifice was complete and that he was in fact taking on the sins of the world so that we might be redeemed. But he also meant that Jesus had done all he needed to do in order to go. But the last thing to be taken care of, to be absolutely sure about, was Mom. Perhaps like my wife, you may have to substitute your mother-in-law or your aunt at Mother's Day, but for those of us lucky enough to still have our moms, make sure you remember that your mom has cared for you every single day of your life from your first breath. That means that every day is Mother's Day. So whether you are hit with sudden bad news like Tim McGraw was, or you have really something wonderful happen in your life, call your mom. She wants to know either way, and she wants to give you her advice, even if you stopped taking it long ago. You don't have to take her advice, but you do need to listen. Because that's the way you make sure she knows that you love her now, you always have, and like your Savior, you'll love her to your dying breath. Mother is the name for God on the lips and in the hearts of little children. William Makepeace Thackeray. Life doesn't come with a manual, it comes with a mother. Anonymous. Dear Heavenly Father, We love you. We love that you saw fit to give us mothers. We love our dads, and we need our dads, but you made it different from moms. Moms are special. Their heartbeat was the first we ever heard. Their touch, the first we ever felt. Their voice, the first we ever heard. Holy Spirit, remind us to call our mamas. They deserve it, and we need it. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.